560 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Democrats on a winning streak, scoring big election night victories in Ohio. Voters said yes to amending the state's constitution to preserve the right to an abortion. Democratic wins in Kentucky and Virginia, also powered by support for abortion rights.
Where abortion wasn't an issue, Republicans won easily. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves winning re-election there. The Democrat Brandon Presley underperforming. In Philadelphia this morning, history being made. Sherelle Parker, now the city's first female mayor.
ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce. And now we look ahead to 2024. Tonight, five Republicans will be on a stage in Florida for the next Republican debate. Frontrunner Donald Trump has once again chosen not to show up. Instead, he will hold an event on his own about a half hour away. Former President Trump's daughter Ivanka is in New York right now testifying at his civil fraud trial. Target, now the latest big retailer to announce it will be closed on Thanksgiving. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Republican Dave Murphy.
It used to be the gold standard of our society. If we could live in a colorblind society, somehow this has not become our goal anymore.
Another bill would set aside spots at the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate has proposed its alternative to the funding plan for American Family Field in Milwaukee. The new proposal would reduce the state's financial commitment by $20 million and impose a $2 surcharge on non-baseball events, which is projected to generate $14.1 million. The Milwaukee Brewers' rent payments at the stadium would also increase by $10 million between 2024 and 2050. The plan must be approved in the state Senate and Assembly. A proposed bill in the state legislature would allow Wisconsin property owners to keep up to four chicken, geese, ducks, quail, or guinea fowl in their home. The bill would also allow local governments to require a permit and notify neighbors, as well as place a ban on roosters and specifications on where housing for the birds can be kept on the property. Wisconsinites are already allowed to keep chickens in several communities across the state, but the bill would guarantee that right in other communities as well. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight as the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons at Five Surf Forum. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, the Badgers basketball team has a tough challenge when they host number 9th-ranked Tennessee. 8 o'clock Friday night in Madison. NFL, the Packers gearing up for a trip to Pittsburgh this weekend. They face the Steelers Sunday at noon. Baseball, the Brewers front office in Scottsdale for managers' meetings. Owner Mark Antanasio on where the Brewers go from here without Craig Counsell as manager.
We have a commitment to players and our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. And that is for today. It's for tomorrow, it's for next season, and it extends to the next generation, as everyone knows from what we're doing with the stadium financing plan. We're all here because we lost Craig, but I've reflected on this, you know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
That's Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 48. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies tomorrow, 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 41.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, Greg Bach in studio with me, Calvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious